will feast at the table of the Lord. I will feast at the table of the Lord. I won't hunger anymore at His table. I will feast at the table of the Lord. I will feast at the table of the Lord. I won't hunger anymore at His table.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, that was weak. Come on. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I do.
Anyone?
Tomorrow's a picnic.
Tomorrow's a picnic. I think there's still one canoe available. Is it not, Dan? Do you know? Have you looked at the sign up?
He didn't hear you. I think there's one available.
Okay. Awesome. I am talking in the mic. Am I not on? Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see announcements. Sunday, June 17th is when we're going to be collecting alabaster boxes. So everyone get theirs filled up with all their change. That'll be not next Sunday, but the Sunday after. And let's see, picnic tomorrow. Come. I'm not sure what time men's breakfast is at.
6:30.
6:30.
I know we eat usually around noon. There's information on the back, so grab it on your way out. Anything else I need to announce that you know?
Yeah, I think John was going to announce, but I'll say the president and the governor of Texas have declared today a day of prayer because of Hurricane Harvey. So sometime today, please take a minute and pray for the victims and survivors.
Okay.
All right.
And then Revelation 5:13. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Will you stand and worship with us if you're able?
Your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. So teach my song to rise in you. Comes my way. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need. God, how I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. And with this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith.
You give life. Shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord.
Not giving all you.
I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. Let's just say something together this morning. Two words, but they mean everything. Praise Jesus. Let's say it together. Yep. Praise Jesus. We praise you, Jesus, as we come into this time of prayer. We speak your name, we exalt your name, the name that is above every name. Today, Lord, we exalt the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We just want to lift your name high, Father, and proclaim that that's the reason. You are why we are here, is to give you glory and praise. We love you today, Lord. We love you more and more every day. We realize, Father, that you are teaching us and leading us in love. Father, forgive us for the times that we resist your leading. Forgive us for the times, Lord, that we resist obedience. And you show us the light to walk in, and we get distracted by the things that are off to the sides, distracting our attention away from you. Lord, help us focus this morning. Help us praise Jesus. Everything that is in our hearts, everything, Lord, that we are, we lift your name on high. Father, we remember those who are in Texas this morning. So much water, so much loss. Lord, we pray for your sustaining, guiding help. So many of the people, Lord, are going back and finding that they have nothing left with no insurance. Lord, we pray that as our churches in Texas rise up and become distribution centers and needs of compassionate ministry, Lord, I pray that you would help us to not only come to you in prayer for spiritual help, but Lord, you would lead us in being your hands and feet. Lord, help us, I pray, to acknowledge that there's going to be a time in our own lives that we're going to receive our basic needs from your hands, the church. Lord, it's a privilege. We thank you, Lord, for the churches across all denominations, independent works, Lord, that are becoming your hands and feet even today. Lord, receive this form of worship as we praise you with everything that we are, because, Lord, even in the storm, even in the hard times, we acknowledge that you are God, you are Lord. And Lord Jesus, we praise you today. We praise you, Jesus, in this assembly. We lift your name as we worship, as we continue to sing, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. It's your breath, and we pour out our praise. It's your breath, so we return it back to you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. Let's sing that together as we continue to pray, Lord. It's your breath.
It's your breath.
Lifted our minds to be on things above, not on material things where moth and rust and flood destroy. But Lord, you have called us to focus on you. Lord, today we do that. And we realize, Lord, that to be the church, that's really all we can do. It's all we must do. It's all that we love to do. Jesus, bless the offering as it is received. Multiply it, Lord, and may we continue to be your hands and feet. We love you, Jesus, in your holy name, and all God's people said, amen, and praise Jesus. You may be seated. Ushers, if you would come, receive our morning tithes and offerings.